George Gershwin was an American composer and pianist whose compositions span both popular and classical genres, including melodies like Rhapsody in Blue, An American in Paris, and the opera Porgy and Bess. Cuban Overture, a lesser-known work, was inspired by a two-week vacation in Havana. It was February 1932, and after a non-stop whirl of dancing and revelry, Gershwin found himself drawn to the rumba, the rhythmic lure of the island's local music, and a hit song by the Afro-Cuban composer and rumba legend Ignacio Pinheiro. The tune was called Echele Sasita. Gershwin would meet Pinheiro, whose tune would find itself repurposed as the main theme in Gershwin's Cuban Overture. Gershwin produced this colorful work employing a traditional classical orchestral force, combined with maracas, bongos, claves, and a güiro, classic and traditional instruments in Cuban music culture. Cuban Overture, the symphonic work created by American composer George Gershwin. It was the result of a two-week holiday which Gershwin took in Havana, Cuba in February of 1932. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.